Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
On a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
I wanna be with Mary Jane. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn
it
down.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
ops.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. What the hell's going on? Key Scratches up in the building. You know what I'm saying? If you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We kind of light tonight. See, we got the homegirl Julia and my nigga JoJo Loco. What's happening?
What it do?
Hey, y'all. Hey, what the heck is going on, yo?
Cooking as usual.
what you cooking over there?
I'm cooking some baked fish and some homemade mac and cheese.
Ooh. That's what I wanted today. I wanted some fish. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. I went up to this little spot and the motherfuckers, boy, I don't know what they going to work with. Man, somebody just in there buying up all the damn fish. At least the kind of fish that I like.
Yep, that's why I need to learn here, too. I had to get a whole case.
Damn. Yeah, 'cause see, I like red snapper, so... That motherfucker ain't had not a piece of red snapper around his joint. Like, wow, like that? Yeah, shit. But it's all good. I guess we little show hand. I guess everybody will start popping in eventually. Hell yeah. What's good your way, JoJo? JoJo! What the hell he doing? He must put himself in time out or something. Yeah. Shit, I wish I was close so I could get some of that.
Yeah, I put myself in time out because the buzzer on is too loud. Hold on, give me a minute.
Call over there having a fight or something. I wish I was close so I could get some of that picture.
It's just, you know, family members, you know, everybody stopping in, because you know, my nephew, so everybody be in and out.
I forgot the dog, what?
I'm thinking about barbecuing some oysters tomorrow.
Huh?
Said I'm thinking about barbecuing oysters.
Oysters.
Barbecue
oysters. I ain't never had no barbecue oysters, but it sounds good as hell.
Man, I'm telling you. And the way you make the motherfuckers is, oh my God. They take the olive oil with the chives and the parmesan with the bacon and all that. Lord Jesus.
But I mean, that's where I be making barbecue salmon, you know what I'm saying? I be putting all that little hook up in there and put it up in some foil. And it be going down. Yeah. That's why I should have got salmon, shit. That's all good. Confetti, what up, man?
Ain't nothing. Ain't like what, clothes?
Hanging like wet clothes. I ain't mad shit. I'm hanging like wet clothes. I was out there fucking with my car and then my PlayStation went out, so I'll start fucking with that. I can't be around here without my damn PlayStation. That shit ain't gonna work.
Man, you gotta get the car. How you gonna jump off the car to the PlayStation?
Hey, because it got dark, so I couldn't really navigate in the dark with the car, so I came in. I said, "Cause that's my little routine. I'll probably be done made a track or something. Then I jump on my PlayStation, and then that motherfucker started overheating. I'm like, what the fuck? So I started fucking with that for a minute, trying to see what's wrong. I gotta keep my four walls of fun happening, you know what I'm saying? I don't think three walls of fun to be civilized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so shit. Motherfucker ain't really doing too much of nothing right now. Just, hell, fucking with y'all. Trying to get my buzz on.
Is that your fetty? Yeah, that's your fetty. That's your fetty? Is he coughing? He up in my snoring, what? I said, you not snoring, you up today, huh? Oh, I thought you talking about, oh, yeah, I'm up today. I thought you talking about the coughing and shit. When somebody coughing?
Hey, you in the building?
What's up, everybody? What's happening? How are you doing tonight?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
We good.
I can't complain. Hey, if I did, it wouldn't do no good. I'm doing all right.
I hear that. I definitely hear that. I always tell them I could complain, but you might not want to hear.
I know one thing. I'm about to go to the gym.
Oh, you about to get your gym on?
Yeah, man. I've been in that motherfucker for, what, 2 weeks now? Get my shit together.
I know. I need to go and hit the gym, man. I want to be able to do my videos without my shirt on. Just gonna come, just bust my, take my goddamn shirt off.
Don't fuck about none of that. I'm gonna take my shirt off. If you don't like it, don't fucking look.
Hell no, nigga. Motherfucker be like, nigga.
I'm about.
I ain't gonna be like Rick Ross around that motherfucker. Nigga got
hey,
his
hey,
whole
it's
goddamn.
Funny you said that. It's funny you say that because when Rick Ross first came out, my daughter was like 3, 4, and she used to call him Cockroach. And I never understood why she used to call that nigga Cockroach. But yeah, she used to call that nigga Rick Ross Cockroach. So
yeah,
I ain't got his shirt off. He was like a cockroach.
A cockroach.
I'm like, daddy kind of looked like that too.
That nigga got that big old fat ass stomach and the goddamn taco meat on his goddamn chest. Hell no.
Maybe. Now that nigga lost weight, so his tattoo's droopy and shit.
Hell yeah. Nigga, his tattoos look like old people and shit. Yeah, fuck that. Look everywhere. What it does, brother?
What's good with y'all, ladies and gentlemen? Sitting back chilling.
Hey, what you know good?
How you feeling today, Mr. Everywhere?
Hey. Doing pretty good, man. Running on all 8 cylinders. I can't complain.
Hello.
Okay, okay.
8 cylinders is better than 6.
Yeah,
you just save gas when you got 6.
Save gas when you got 4. But you know that
you
know
what I mean? You're saving more gas. Yeah, I'm losing
power. Problem.
Oh shit. Yes.
Hey, now, funny shit ever. My baby mom called me and she was like, your son want to talk to you. So I'm like, alright. I'm like, hi son. He was like, hi daddy. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, who kid is this? This nigga sound like a teenager. I had to put the bass in my voice. I was like, how you doing, son? And then you 2 years old sound like a grown ass man. Hell no.
Well, you say a 2 year old sound
oh,
like a grown
2 years old
man.
How old is you, JoJo? I'm 45. He is a grown man. You know, man, you 45 with a 2 year old. He came out with a driver's license. Hey, you know what? Hey, I guess God was like, you know what? I have like my first one And then my third, like one of my first one, she's 29. About to be 30. Mm-hmm. But then it's a 17-year gap between her and my other daughter. And it's an 8-year gap between her and my other daughter. And then it's a 4-year gap between her and my son.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I ain't trying to be like you. You damn near running the same number. My daughter 30. My other one, she 15. See, I got to stop. I'm going to catch up with you.
I would never switch nothing in the world for my kids, but two of them,
but,
condoms busted, and here they are.
Well, you know, I mean, hell, you can't put them back. So, I mean, of course that, but, you know, I couldn't see myself having a two-year-old right now. That shit would not be civilized.
Yeah, what up?
But if you look at my two-year-old, I swear to you, my nigga, my two-year-old looks like he's about 7 or 8 years old.
Well, I don't care. He's still two.
If I have one, I'm having five. She got to stick around.
No,
we're going to talk that child support shit.
My
child support. I ain't paying child support no more.
Mm-mm.
Kids are keeping.
Mm-mm. Not with my kids.
That's why
grown.
Another thing, I got to get my shit together. Because when they say they want to pick his ass up.
All my kids is in their 30s. I am cool. I cannot, I couldn't see myself with a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old, none of those. Let alone a 2-year-old. Oh, no,
no. Right.
Oh,
if
no.
I have one, I'm having five. Fuck that.
Oh, no.
If I have one, I'm going for five.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. Look, I got four. My other brother got five, and then my other brother got like, well, shoot, we stopped count at 13.
God damn. Oh, no, Lord, no. If I had 13 kids, I know at least 7 of them be dead.
I think my mother,
choke they motherfucking
my mother
ass
kids.
Out.
It's 3-3-3.
I wanted it set. I wanted 2 boys and 2 girls. That's it. I wind up having two girls and 1 boy. I'm cool.
So technically, because you know, my oldest one, she don't know where she want to be a boy. I got like a 50%. Like I got a half girl, half boy. So you know, I look at her like, you know what I mean? She's my boy and a half.
That's wrong. Don't say that.
I got my two girls, and you know, and that leaves her as 2.5 girl. I'm telling you, she called herself a. But I'm like, well, how are you gay, or like, you supposed to be lesbian? But you, I got 2 grandkids.
Yeah, well, maybe that came
well,
later.
You
know what I mean?
No, I know this one chick was over in TikTok camera. She said she was gay, but she was giving in to me. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't trying to get locked down.
But
she was like,
but the twist to it is, like, I had to get on her head because I'm like, well, how the fuck you have a baby by your girlfriend, baby, that free?
Oh, boy.
I'm like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
well, that's a little.
Yeah, that's
what I said. That's a deep one right there.
But you know what? I used to date this chick when I was stationed in Fort Hood. And she used to tell me that she liked girls. And I kind of was like, man, come here, man. But, you know, the homegirls used to shoot the question. We'd be like, party. And they used to be like, you can handle me and my girls? You can handle both of us? I kind of used to be like just blowing it off. But I know in the end, I ain't never really just, because I never really took it serious until afterwards I thought about it. Man, they was, you know, they was serious about it. I just wouldn't, you know, I wasn't respecting it. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't hear that shit.
Mm-mm.
I don't
know.
I know a couple of girls and my girls. Hey, like, I don't give a fuck. Hey, I look at it like this. My girlfriend got a girlfriend. I ain't mad at her.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be taking it.
You know what I mean? I'll be feeling the same damn way. I'll be like, okay, well, I guess this is going to be fun and it ain't going to be fun. The only reason why it ain't going to be fun is if y'all leave me out.
Mm-hmm. And y'all want me to pay the bill.
Right,
y'all better pay the bill.
Nigga,
y'all want me to pay the bill.
Yeah, so man, I don't know. Me and the homegirl was having a conversation about that not too long ago. And it's like, I don't know.
Now you come talk about I got a boyfriend. Oh, we got a problem, Houston. There's a problem here.
See, I had a partner that was from Florida. He was stationed over there with me. See, his wife. See, the chick took that nigga wife. But he got him another one, but you know. See,
nigga.
This is how you know when some females is gay. If another woman tell you, another woman know what a woman likes. Oh yeah, you better watch out. You better keep that one away from your girl.
Bro, I know this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? He had a sister. His sister went to jail. She was in jail like a motherfucker. Their whole family just rowdy as a motherfucker. Sister went to jail and shit. Sister got out of jail, moved in with her brother and the wife. So you can imagine what just happened. That nigga, that old girl, that nigga, my homeboy's sister took his wife.
Oh, hell no. Now that's low down. Your sister took your wife. That's low down.
Hey. So if this is what I want to know, okay, this is a good question. We on a good topic. So if the bitch look, Lord forgive me, I bitch female, if she look like a nigga and you beat her up, is she technically a nigga or do you go to jail because it's a woman? Because
you go to jail because it's a woman. You're going to jail because it's
a
woman. That's just what's going to happen.
Hey, what my sister say is what they call it is mutual. It's mutual combat. So y'all fighting and then agreeing.
That's
what
I'm saying. Because I'm like, you know what? Like, if she grabbing her shit like I grab my shit, and she walk around this motherfucking snagging and acting thug, and you beat her ass, then if she act like a man, she get treated like a man.
She can act like a man all she want to. If you fuck around and you hit that woman, your ass going to jail.
I'm gonna call 911.
Then you call the police first. You know, dude. Only thing that you could actually say is, well, your honor, I thought it was a dude.
I'm like,
look like a dude. It act like a dude. My bad.
But then they gonna be like, well, got some big ass titties. You didn't see them at the time. I wasn't paying attention.
Good driver. Yeah, well,
hey,
you know
what people
that's something totally different. Now, you know, that's something totally different. They don't know how we be getting in these conversations on this goddamn radio show. So I'm always saying it off.
Hey, yo, I had a juggle walk me to the bathroom one time, right? The bus driver had it, and nigga, I go to the bathroom, but I bumped. You know, like I slid back and I bumped. Man, this mother got titties. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I was talking to the motherfucker when we was, and I'm saying to myself, like, this motherfucker don't sound like no. You know what I'm saying? But I bumped back. Motherfucker, you know, you can tick them fucking, like, she got one of them tight bras with her titties down, pulled down. Man, that's the motherfucking broad this nigga had. That's why I'd be like, man, don't nobody walk me to the restroom. Or, I don't know what the fuck, nigga. You know, I'm blind. When I be on the bus and I got to get out. Nah, bro. Now, if it ain't the driver, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the driver, I fuck that.
Well, if it's any women out there that Sims or whatever you want to call yourself, no disrespect, call in. And, you know, I want to hear from your point of view.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to figure that out, because I'm telling you, I've seen some wild shit in my life, and some things I can't speak on, and nothing happened to me, but, you know, it's a whole lot of...
I went to a party, nigga, and half the motherfuckers was lesbian, but you couldn't tell, because I thought someone was nigga. They had face and shit, looking like niggas, bagging. I'm like, well, shit. And then until they talk, then you be like, oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know this nigga, G.
But what make you... Okay, go ahead.
This nigga G, you know, him and the homegirl Kim. See, Kim is gay, you know what I'm saying? So he asked G. She asked G, oh, well, I'm about to go to the lesbian party. You want to go? And then G was thinking, oh, some hell yeah shit. Let's go. You know what I mean? Pull up in there. I guess he was thinking that. Nigga, lesbian, we gonna get ready to see some actions and all of that old stuff. And so this one nigga walked in. Nigga had on a Raider jersey and shit, sat all down. Him and G was chopping it up and shit, bam, bam, bam. And then another nigga walked in and them motherfuckers start kissing. That motherfucker G called me and was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. He thought he was getting ready to go in there and see some lesbian action. And fucked around and found two niggas up in there.
Yeah, but they were big on the side. Mm-mm. Maybe like secretly getting some.
Mm-mm. But you know, like, 2 weeks ago, motherfuckers can be gay like a motherfucker. I just don't want them motherfuckers. Don't direct none of that shit to me. Cause nigga,
what a motherfucker, gay, straight, whatever.
Right. We
cool long as you don't sit there and be like, hey my nigga, let me talk niggas, and then that's when we gonna have a problem.
Man.
Whatever you want.
Okay, stay over there. Don't shoot your shot. I don't wanna be drunk around you. Ain't no shoot, no shot, ain't none of that.
Okay, this is, now, check this out. This is funny ass shit. Now, mind you, remember the nigga I had to sock, right? In the mouth. Over my mouth. Funny shit ever. This nigga tell us he sucked a dick on an accident. Now, I had to ask the question. Hold on. I put this, hey, on my kid's life. When the nigga
told me, hey, how this dude is, man? How this dude is?
He in his 30s, but this is the cold part about it. So I'm like, okay. I said, wait a minute. So you telling me, now mind you, you know they say a drunk speak is sober mind. So I'm like, well, how the fuck you accidentally suck a dick on an accident? I'm like, come on now. I'm like, I can't sit here and say I ate some pussy on an accident. I'd be lying.
I don't know, I just woke up and the pussy was in my mouth. Shit, I don't know.
Okay, no, but then that's something different. So how the fuck you wake up? No. I like, nigga, I said,
you
first
know,
first
you, he, you know what he sound like? He sound like my partner.
No more
my partner, he was a chaplain assistant, matter of fact. My partner was the original chaplain. So he, I guess.
Oh, let me go back. Let me go back. He was at a club. This is what he said. As a matter of fact, he said this is what he said. He got up to that. He's like, he was in the club, like you said, you know how you bump into people? He's like, well, said to the old boy, and his dick hit my leg.
Hit his mouth. Oh, no.
I said, why do you feel it's comfortable to say that in front of all of us? Like, we want to hear it.
He want another round of applause. That's why.
Bro, this
nigga,
that's
my nephew,
I don't give a damn. I mean, I could actually say none of that shit ever happened to me. But even if it did, I wouldn't tell y'all
that's
motherfuckers.
Like my mama telling me, oh, I fell and slipped and fell on this dick. Bitch, do I look like I was born yesterday or stupid?
That's crazy, man.
I feel like he shot his shot.
Hey, no, I mean, like I said, I could say it never, ever, ever happened to me. None of that old type of gay ass shit. But if it did, I wouldn't tell y'all. What kind of shit is that? Well, I accidentally sucked a dick one time.
Yeah, I
Well, and it was crazy because I was like, we were sitting out there talking about, you know, how niggas do. We out there bullshitting my nephew and them talking about fucking bitches, and this nigga just came out and say that. I was like, nigga fucked up the whole vibe.
Oh, yeah, that gets you way uncomfortable. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, this is some funny shit because, nigga, this gay singer that I used to do music and shit for. I did his websites and all of that. You knew he was gay, but he never came at you. And he was more like, he wasn't like, that nigga liked to dress nice. The nigga was on some fashion shit type of shit like that, right? And he was doing a show in Palm Springs. And so I told my son and my brother, Ron, I like, dude, we going to go out there and film this shit at the club. You know what I'm saying? He going to pay us and shit. So I already knew. First of all, not too many people, old white motherfuckers go to Palm Springs on a regular, or gay motherfuckers go to Palm Springs on a regular. So we
it
rose
a club
up.
Or just a certain club?
Yeah, it was in
the
club.
Just the area.
Oh, no, okay. It was a club. So we rose up in there. We setting the cameras up and shit like that, and when you first walk in the door, you see a big old motherfucking rainbow flag out that motherfucker. So I already knew what was cracking. I was like, oh, here we go. Man, you know, it took them motherfuckers about a whole 2 hours to figure out they was in a gay club. I'm like, y'all dumbass niggas didn't see the flag outside? They were like, oh, shit. So my son, he working a light. He got a big ass spotlight. So that nigga up there with his back against the wall like a motherfucker. And me and my brother Rob walking around with the cameras and shit. Boy, them motherfuckers, boy, after that show, them gay motherfuckers was hitting on us like a motherfucker. Now I say, okay, I know what to do. If I gotta come back and do another show, I'm gonna put a big ass, I'm gonna make a t-shirt and put I'm straight on that motherfucker. For real, my nigga. That motherfucker was trying to buy a nigga drank his shit. I'm like, nah,
oh, that's
cause
King
I'm
Scratch,
great,
dog. That's King Scratch in the building with him. He sat down with him.
Hell no, nigga. They didn't know. They didn't know who the fuck I was. They just knew I was in there with some cameras filming this nigga doing his show. That's it. I had to tell him, bro, I'm straight. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm here doing, I'm doing a job here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had a partner stationed down there in Fort Hood, right? He had a, what the fuck, how did Willie get over? But anyway, Willie gonna call him one time and tell him, he say, that he wanted to go over there, I guess go beat the nigga up or something. Willie say he got motherfucking molested. My partner called me, right, because we laughing like, this nigga stupid. So he said, Willie, you know, 3 weeks, tell him what happened. Willie tell him he getting molested. I said, nigga, call that nigga back, because, nigga, you grown, nigga. You ain't getting molested. You got raped. And then you got raped willingly. I wouldn't have motherfucking molested. You're a grown-ass motherfucking man. I forgot what the nigga did, but it was like, whatever he did, he just... Like you said, it's an accident. Nigga, that ain't no fucking accident, nigga. You got molested. That rape. You grown ass man, nigga. And the nigga didn't rape you.
I don't know, man. I I, you know, first of all, nigga, I know for a fact I have a problem with click clacks, nigga. I can't be having nobody balls touching mine or nothing like that. I don't know what the, I mean, them motherfuckers, I mean, like I say, two each is on. If motherfuckers is, if they gay, they could be gay. Just don't be gay to me. Y'all don't, I don't want to see y'all kissing, groping, none of that old type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep that shit to you over there. You know what I'm saying? Because I, like I say, I ain't got nothing against no gays. I just don't want to be a part seeing something that's going to make me sick. And I'm not homophobic, but if I, even if I'm watching a movie or something and I see two men kissing, it make me sick. I don't know. You know, it's just me.
I don't want to watch the show. I'd be like, shit, I'm good. Turn the channel.
Yeah,
I remember that,
you know,
me and my ex went to Birdcage, right? We went, I think that's what, Birdcage? And she was like, ah, nigga, we sitting up there, they said, she wanted to see the motherfucking movie bad. I'm like, see, what you mean? What's going to be? Oh, you ain't going to like it. But we in there, and I seen it. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man.
I can't do it,
I was going
man.
To sleep
on
that
I
shit.
Swear.
I'm done.
I can't do it. I mean, I don't know what I could call it. Maybe too being too masculine, but I can't do that shit, man. I can't watch that shit. Like I remember, we went to one of my boys' house, and him and his wife. Nigga, fuck it. The nigga named Johnny J, man. Rest in peace. But we had came from Death Row one time. You know what I'm saying? And they went to go and rent some movies. Johnny J.
Okay, the
and,
one that jumped off the patio?
The guy threw off the patio. The guy threw off the tier in a county jail. He got threw off me. He didn't jump. He was too scary to kill himself. But anyway, so me and J-Dub, you know, we coming from Death Row, and that's when the nigga, when they had video stores. So they went and rented some videos and shit like that, right? And then so, you know, me and J-Dub, we was up in the studio, and nigga Pac was coming by then. So we in the studio, and these motherfuckers they rented some video. Nigga went up in the motherfucking living room and they was watching a straight man-on-man gay-ass video.
Nah,
I said, what the fuck? And then
and two niggas together.
This nigga wife said, well, we just want to see what it looked like. Oh, hell no.
Oh.
No, no. We politely turned our ass around and went back in the studio. I ain't that goddamn curious.
Hey, check this out. Me and my ex got into it, right? Now, mind you, I ain't never tried to talk to this girl. I just used to sell weed to her. But she used to fuck with this nigga that was like a transgender or whatever. He liked to dress like a woman. Or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But one day I walked up to her house and she called me to bring her a sack of weed. We only stayed 2 doors down from each other. So I'm walking up to the door, and you know how you can, when you walk into somebody's house and they got a mirror on the wall, you can see the reflection of what they're watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was tripping. And I'm like, this bitch watching man porn? I'm like, oh,
okay.
Hell no. So then I knocked at the door. She's like, you want to come in? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Like, here, I got to go. She was like, wow.
Well,
like, nah,
that was the drag queen or his girl?
No, she's a woman. She's a woman. My name is a woman, but she fucked with a drag queen dude. But she was watching gay porn when I knocked on her door.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, you remember? Wait a minute. Hold on, cub. You remember what I told y'all? I think it was sometime last year. This motherfucker wants to pay me that money to edit that goddamn lamp-pouring shit. Y'all remember I told y'all that shit?
No, I remember. It was just
a couple of months ago. The motherfucker said he wanted me to. He said he was gonna pay me X amount of thousands of dollars to edit the goddamn porn. I said I don't care how much motherfucking money, cause I told y'all, cause I couldn't do it. I could not fucking do that shit. He was like,
I wouldn't be able to do it either.
I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't do it.
Rubbish,
I needed the money bad. I was trying to find anybody else that wanted to do that shit. And I just took half of the money. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to find anybody to do that shit. But I know I could not do it.
Why ain't just get him a chick as a video editor to do it?
You
offend a nigga. You offend more niggas, but some chicks might give in to that shit.
I couldn't do it. I just
don't get your type of video editor. Nigga, go get your gay video editor. God damn.
They needed that shit like soon, like quick. I called my nigga. I was like, bro, I ain't gonna be able to do it.
What that nigga gonna be like? Oh yeah, cool, dog. Just saying, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Hell no. Most niggas gonna be like, man.
And then old boy was like, it's work. You know what I'm saying? You get paid. I don't care. All money ain't good money. Goddamn it.
They want you to sit there and get a close up. I want you to come in, zoom close in. When they're penetrating the asshole. Oh, hell no, nigga.
Nah, he just wanted me to edit. He didn't want me to shoot. He just wanted me to edit. Then I go.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you got to think about it. The things that they're going to want you to edit. Think
oh,
about
no.
That. They're going to want some close. They're going to want you to get some close-ups like, you know how they show on the females.
Nope.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no. That's a job I had to turn down. I told one of my niggas that shit. He was like, man, nigga, that's like nigga $7,000, nigga, you'll be $7,000 up. Yep, but that image in my motherfucking head would be there for the rest of my goddamn day. I wasn't gonna do that shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck, nigga. If I didn't have a dime in my motherfucking pocket, I was not going to do that. I told y'all on the show, Sweetie, you remember that shit?
What?
Remember when I told all y'all that these motherfuckers wanted me to edit a gay man video? You don't remember that?
I think you might have. I don't remember that.
Nigga, no. No, no, no. I forgot what that video was saying. No, 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 no.
Hey, CP said she the guy when I gave homeboy that video. Gabe got her halves of money. She broke it out.
Shit. I was trying to find
my partner. Oh,
no,
shit. My partner, he in Hollywood doing his thing. Shit, he got the old boy, I forgot his name, with the blonde hair doing the makeup and shit. They used to be with Tyra Banks and shit. So...
Oh no.
It was a dude that used to be on Tyra Banks' show. Not the black one, but the other one. I'm talking about Jay.
What's she doing now?
I don't know,
but her ass, she crazy as hell.
Yeah, the motherfuckers is wild. Well, look, check this out, man. We about to jump into a couple of songs. We been talking like a motherfucker, and I need to hear some goddamn music so I can get even the thought of me even being approached to do this shit out of my motherfucking head. True West Radio, Mad Monday. Give us a call, 323-342-1597. You know what I mean? That's it, y'all, you know I mean? I'm good.
myself, man. I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake the spot. So what the fuck I wanna do? Spin watch them down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 50. Big roller 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the city's trying to find me a pretty down the doo do my ditty. Don't like the city, county bitches acting shitty, so I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't want to be this wall cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
I'm out here on a grown man mission. I'll splurge the budget on furs to get her. That's love it. I'm Kobe beef. I'm not them hamburger jerks you fuck with. You in footwear, heels, boots, and tennis shoes. Hating hoes at your job, envy you, but anywho, we taking off. Let them breathe the purple bud vapor. Just tell them your niggas got enough paper to upgrade you. They ain't able. We so high above haters. I guess they can't help themselves. It's in their nature. Haters out your way, we can put some fence up and block them out. See, they just want something to talk about. Saying, I don't know if you're sugar daddy, cause the way I floss you out, but I'm responsible. What you want, I buy, 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 buy. I don't mind, cause I like you looking fly, 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 fly. You shine it bright enough to light the night sky. Beat it, eat it so good that sometimes you might cry. Real crisp dinner day. Find the things in life, you feel the taste. I hit them with that Cartier taste. Them other men are basic. They think that they can buy it. You are not an object, so I would not objectify you. I'd rather lay you next to the fire when you're extra tired. Caress you and let you know what's mine is yours. Let's divide.
Booming like a 808. for a whole 2 hours. Your mouth gon' be running, talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making track?
I don't think so.
Never had a hit, I don't whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, 2 beers, 3 beers, 4. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas hate to tell them war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I guess them whack brews got you drinking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then I pass out again, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
I'm again pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. And I just don't want to hear that same old song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. God is good, it's the praises you use. But you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past.
Right.
You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Then smoke it, West Coasting with my homies.
that wicked stuff until the wheels fell low. Gotta get this money and I'm gone, gone.
Put a head in a whistle and pass on the bottle. My style is rubbish, my flow is rotten. My west coast click is up in this coffin. Gym bar were wide and the shit ain't stopping. Hoes and popos play has been smoking. The sun that we provide you can find in your pocket. Fuck it, I'm a high as a rocket. White is on my bunk, knows I got what I wanted. Blood still fading, got my lungs open. Liquor store I rub is just around the corner. Wasted but it's still 5 in the morning. Down with mine with a bag of weed sound and I'm floating.
Rolling up, lighting up and smoking. West coasting with my homies. And we can stop until the wheels fell low. Gotta get my money then I'm gone, gone. Roll it up, light it up, then smoke it. West coasting with my homies. Then we can stop until the wheels fell low. Gotta get that money, then I'm gone, gone.
South Central to Serbia, West Coast swagged out. Got a lot of homies that's red and blue ragged out. Bring your goes hard in a whole nother land. No color line, Serbian and American. Two different worlds mixed up into one. First out of many, of course we not done. Put one in the air and pop the bottle on the brew. True West collaboration with the Green York crew. Ill Gates, Lemmy G, Tula, and King Swizzy. The homie on the track, Limon getting busy. True West for you, zigzagging, Baldy Low, Mr. Cass, R.I.P. I love you, that's from me. G.Y.K. All day, King Street. All day, they looking our way, no matter where we stay. Say West two times, then push your middle finger. That's what happens when you know you're making bangers.
Also known for the three-wheel motion, 100 spoke rolling off the XO with this O that I'm toking. Boss of the weed, y'all need a promotion. Hats on, eyes blown, got hoes melting like an ice cream cone. We West prone, take on anyone that you may know. Cause we known to keep it hood like a raincoat, insane flow. GYK, they killing them lame-os. West side ride, big ass, but new bow. On the block like I focus on new posts. Looking through my lows, count a couple notes. Know we bout it, so we wildin' for the dough. If it get too crowded, then it's violence in your home. So go and act tough if you want to. Serbia to California, we run up on ya.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the Dirty South, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh.
That's Play-Doh.
Yeah. It's that time. Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the flow. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the flow. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in the building. Mad Monday. Y'all online, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Got about 38 more minutes left. Let me let everybody back up in this one. Ooh, shit. It's getting a little cold around this yacht. Shit. I got some heat on around this motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, I'm trying to
keep turning off and shit.
You
said
what now?
Phone breaking up.
It keeps going in and out like this. You see how I keep dropping? I have to keep calling back. Absolutely tripping.
Yeah. I don't know why they should be doing that shit, man. I don't know why they just won't let you call. You've been calling for 5 years. Shit.
I don't know, but that's, I'm about to switch shit. Companies on their ass. They got me fucked up for my starting ass.
They have been calling the same number for 5 years, and all of a sudden, the motherfuckers start tripping. Then they gonna hit me at
the hanger part.
Yeah, then when I hit their ass up about it, they gonna say, oh, it's their phone carrier. We don't have anything to do with that. The fuck out of here. Gotta have something
but
to do with your
why
shit.
Now after all this time?
Right.
It can't be good as long as they talking about Donald Trump.
Bye. Them motherfuckers, they still mad about us talking about Donald Trump. We'll fix y'all, black bastards.
Nah. Maybe.
Yeah, hell nah, the motherfuckers can't. I don't know. I just need to, motherfuckers need to upgrade. Shit. What the motherfuckers need. Let these motherfuckers make up their mind what they gonna do. Cause we'll bounce about this beyond.
I still don't get that, why they can't call after all this time.
Hey, man, what Queen Pocky? She ain't making no noise.
Huh?
What Queen Pop?
We ain't call.
Queen Pop, fuck your head, your Tupac.
Oh, you talking about Julia?
Yeah, where she at?
In there,
I don't hear. Oh,
she
on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I'm on.
I hear you. Ah.
Yeah.
Don't shut up over there, okay? Okay.
She was over there. She said she was getting her cook on, so you know what I mean? I know she probably done cooking, eating everything already.
I know her.
She must be shipping out plates then.
Nah.
How much what?
She's just shipping out plates. I wish I could get a plate, but see, I got some shit cracking in the house. I got some ropes and some broccoli and a couple of other things. I don't know how after hours we going to go, because I'm about hungry as hell.
Where about Lee at? River Ali gonna break that shit up. River Ali gonna call, bring up that appetite.
She is. No, he ain't. I don't care what he say tonight. There ain't nothing gonna fuck this appetite on. I got the money too. Fuck that. Hell no.
River Ali
talking about licking feet. Or rubbing feet on your arm or your hand.
Oh, no. No, we ain't going there.
You be tripping, man.
Don't put your feet on me.
Real Ali gonna goddamn go. Tell him the bed low. Now, he only down about $20 or so. Go on, pay it and come on, get over here and talk some shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that cat, man. Motherfuckers be, I don't know.
Don't hit me up, because of Kyle Lip.
Hopefully everything will be up with him, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, for real.
A lot of people
stuff
before
to
do
too.
Some shit sometimes, so. Maybe
right, you ain't lying.
I mean, we all be having our days and weeks, you know, shit. I know I have them, but I try to keep on being here.
In the mirror too damn much. If you stop looking in the mirror so much, you be all right. You scaring yourself.
You scaring yourself. I know shit. I can't wait till Sunday. I watch the damn football game, and then I'm gonna have to start dealing with these basketball games, and then that shit gonna be over, and then the motherfuckers gonna have to watch baseball. I ain't looking forward to that.
I used to love playing baseball. Watching it wasn't so cool though.
Oh, playing baseball is fun like a motherfucker.
Right.
Man, when y'all start talking about football, I just be wanting to lead a role like when niggas start freestyling. Every time the blunt grow out, everybody start freestyling, I was like, all right, I'm about to go roll up.
Right.
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
I'm
Come
with
on,
you on
either.
The
you
I, I'm
get
not
in,
even freestyle like talking about it, but I do it.
Yeah, we're going to start getting that Freestyle Friday back on y'all ass. That's what we going to do. Maybe I could get, maybe we could get Connoisseur Chris on this motherfucker.
We might be off on Friday. I don't even know what day. They acting like we own the restaurant.
That nigga at work right
they
now?
Paid, yeah, they paid him extra money to stay last night.
Oh, wow.
I know
that's
just about my nerves, but I ain't hating on nobody getting some money, though.
Hey, go on, Counselor Chris. Get your cheese, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers out here, they killed this goddamn little girl, man. She's like 16 years old. And dumped her on the side of the damn freeway. I wish I knew who did that shit.
You said they killed and put out on the freeway?
Yeah, they shot him and put out on the on-ramp of the freeway, on the side.
You found out about that shit the other day.
Girl, I probably witnessed some shit.
I wish I knew.
That's sad. That's the old sad part. Like, you got some of these youngsters, they'll just be in and just end up witnessing some shit motherfucker can't have, like, tell some shit, you know?
Anything
I was
go
around, come around anyway. So everybody here doing all this shit to these kids, they gonna burn slow in whatever way it fits.
You talking about
the girl that he found on the side of the tent?
Yep, the one you was talking about last time.
Yeah, man, they human trafficking.
Man.
What you say?
Motherfuckers gonna burn in hell slow for fucking with little children. I'm telling you. Motherfuckers 16 and 16.
But they snatching people.
Kids.
They snatching women and kids from Walmart.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, damn. You know, out here, man, I know around Dallas, they used to be snatching jokers. I used to be telling my daughter them all the time, man. They was snatching jokers. Man, around Texas so much, around Dallas, I was like, God damn. Amber Lane, all the time, you got to be careful.
My thing is, like, motherfuckers be so bold to just steal a motherfucker, a person, you know what I mean?
Maybe
they sell them in the, what they call that, little slate, that sexy.
really, only thing about the Amber Alert is that, because I get a lot of them, and in the description, sometimes you can tell that the child ain't really in no danger. Like,
right.
They might
be the parent just took him, talking about?
Yeah, a parent who
somebody
don't supposed
like
to have
dad and took him or whatever, yeah.
And shit like that, but they don't really be in no danger. But when a kid is really in some danger or something is really going on, they don't notify you to be on the lookout for that. So that pisses me off a lot when they send me an Amber Alert and the people got the two same last name. Like, you don't have to shake up the whole county for that. Now, I understand if the person is a threat to the child, but if this person went to jail and lost custody and now they visiting, no. Don't. Because you don't know what. And you might not even pay attention because you get so many of them. When something for real come through, you know, nobody gonna know.
Well, you know, it's what it is, some of those motherfuckers out there. I mean, I think a few weeks ago, motherfucker kill the mama, the grandmama, and the kids or something. Killed his own goddamn kids. So some motherfuckers is, fuck it, if you have, I can't have the kids, you can't either.
Right.
No, I understand right. When they a threat to the kid, but if it's a person like who was supposed to bring them back at 5, and you called them at 6, and they at the pizza place, and so you called the police and shit, because I follow up on some of the stories of the kids, you know, I look them up, and it ends up being some bullshit a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they oversell it. So when something really happens, they don't say anything. That's what my problem is.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, that's kind of what happens. Because I remember when I used to go and get my daughters, well, if I was a couple of seconds late, them motherfuckers was damn near about to have a heart attack. I was like, man, what the fuck you think I'm going to do to my daughter, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker, there's some shit called traffic. You know, it's a whole lot of shit that you know, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Relax. It ain't like you don't know where I live. It ain't like you don't know where my family live, but nothing like that. Cut that shit out.
My daddy, so he be late than a motherfucker all the time, taking us home on a Sunday night. We come at home like 9, 10 o'clock. My mom be mad as hell, and my stepdad, he be upset too. But, you know, he don't never say nothing at neither one of them, because they was like, this nigga wants the kids, you know what I'm saying? Let's have kids. It's like, Mark, you know, that's too late, you know what I'm saying? Because my sister, she was like 4. She was a little girl. We coming back home late and shit. And after a while, though, they didn't never was like, we ain't going to let you come get them if you don't do this and that. They didn't do that. They just be like, all right, have y'all stuff ready by 7 o'clock on Sunday. They start coming to pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start coming to pick us up, he started bringing us on time.
Shit, motherfuckers be. A lot of motherfuckers ought to be happy that a motherfucker wanna spend some extra time with the kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why it'd be a problem. God damn it. Motherfuckers, you got a break for a minute. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that should be crazy.
That's why my people was cool with it. But they was like, nigga, it's 10:30. They gotta wake up at 6. You know how kids is. They like, you tripping it. They like, you just gonna come get them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
He was trying to wait till the sun go down so people can't see his tags and stuff like that. I know that now because I'm old.
Yeah, hell, it's worse to get caught at night with a fucked up tag than it is in the day.
Not back then, they couldn't see them.
Oh. Well, see, now it's against the law.
Well,
you
know,
have to have a license plate light on. At least it is out here.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got no license plate light on your shit? Oh, yeah, y'all ass in trouble. Yeah, them motherfuckers gonna be bullshitting.
This one dude, I think he was about to give me a ticket, and he pulled me over. He was like, your lights are not on. He's like, one of your headlights is not on, or whatever. And I just looked at him. I was like, what? I was like, what am I supposed to do? And he just started laughing. And if he was really going to give me a ticket, he probably, when I did that shit, he know I really didn't know. And I was kind of young, too. I was like, what am I supposed to do? I was like, can I drive like that? Can I go home like that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, do I need to call somebody to come get me? And he was just laughing. He was like, just go home.
Oh, yeah, you got some of the motherfuckers that be like that. You know what I mean? That don't be, you know, you got, but then you got a whole lot of dicks, especially when it comes down to men. You know, they really, they... What do you mean you didn't know your headlights was out? What do you mean you didn't have no brake lights? Oh, no, you getting this ticket. I don't care how dumb you play when you a man, you getting that goddamn ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
I something else to me. Like, do you know that somebody could do something. He just said something where he had really scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
mm-hmm.
Shit, it was working when I started driving. Like, why it's not working now? And then I found out when I got home, if you hit that bitch, it come back on. I was like, oh, no, I changed the lights in this day.
Mm-hmm.
He was about to do it.
Yeah, men can't get away with that shit. The motherfucker like, nope, you're getting a ticket. Fuck what you talking about. You ain't getting out this motherfucker ticket. you know, especially the highway patrol motherfuckers, they really be on your ass.
Oh, yeah, no, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's very different. But this nigga was like a neighborhood cop, and I was like maybe like 4 miles away from my house or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them motherfuckers don't let you get away with nothing. You be trying to talk your way up out of some shit, but look, bro, man, you know, there's something like some of them motherfuckers, not all of them, but some of them give you a little pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, go on, man. Just go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you got a whole lot of them be like, mm-mm. I got to get 100 tickets today. And you number 99. I get one more, well, I can go home.
Rolled up on my stepdaddy. And he had to give him a ticket. Because he had already pulled him over or whatever. Because, you know, they make them wear the cameras now. And so once the thing is complete, the camera turn off or whatever. And when the camera cut off, he just wait until my stepdad walked by, you know, drove by. And he told him, he was like, just go to court. He was like, I ain't going to be there, so you ain't going to have to pay nothing. But just make sure you go. And he was like, I ain't have no choice. I got to write the ticket now because they recording me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So every time you pull somebody over, you got to take the camera with you on your thing.
Yeah, well, see, that's what they, you know, a lot of times when you want to dispute it, you know, sometimes if the officer don't show up, then they throw that shit out.
Mm-hmm. That's what he was telling them. He was like, I ain't going to no motherfucking court.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you gotta go, but I ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, they throw that shit out of court.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, all right then. And I asked him, I'm like, what that mean? He was like, you mean they gonna throw it out? I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's what they do. They throw that shit out. If you fuck around and you decide you want to, I didn't do that. Call that motherfucker up here. And them motherfuckers don't show up. They just throw the shit out. You know, but then you got some. I tried that shit one time. Here come this dickhead walking his bitch ass over in the courtroom. I'm like, motherfucker. Then, of course, it's his word against mine.
I can't stand him. Like, what you bring your bitch ass up here for? You ain't had no reason to come. You just want to make a nigga day worse. I could see if I had punched somebody in the goddamn face or something like that, or stole somebody's shit, but you just, for a goddamn parking ticket, you know, come fuck up my day. You just stayed your ass at home.
Well. Some of the motherfuckers, that be their way to get out of work. I don't feel like working that day. Fuck it. Let me go to this court and make this motherfucker life miserable for a day. that's what the motherfuckers do. I'm telling you, it's real. Check this out. Let me see here. We got about 15 minutes left. I think I'm going to drop it to a couple of songs because I got to go to the waterworks. I'm going to jump into a couple of songs real quick, come back, we're going to close the show, and then I'm getting ready to go eat. I'm fucking hungry. I'm just saying. Hold on, let me see here. What the hell am I going to play? Got to play something, yeah. Let me see. I'll play that. True West Radio. Mad Monday, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We got about 15 more minutes left. Give us a call. Let's get it.
your killer Kelly that don't sleep. Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boys facing that. Skrilla, Gorilla, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sacktown, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Can't fall.
Soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game. On God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted. Just find me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish. You get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids of face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there. And when we're done, we come in home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
Back in the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock, studio or live show, blowing up any spot. Put fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580, before Tyrese was dropping lately. Exhibit was pimping, rising ghost was still Jamie. The only thing that's new is the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like Cube, True Angelino, yeah, yeah. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo,
could you catch me? I'm in falling, falling, I'm in falling down. Could you catch me? I'm in falling, falling, I'm falling to the ground. I'm falling down, 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 down. Yeah, catch me. Down, 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 down. Baby, pick me up off the ground. I've fallen out of bounds. I slightly hit my head and bit this nap that cracked my crown. Put it up away, my royalty is loyalty. I'm holding my weight, yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight, protecting me while blessing me. I'm living my life, no. Who's the queen of the crop? You wondering, and it's haunting, cause I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my style. So wickedly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow, low. Hold your weight, don't funky clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered. I'm conceived by the underground stream. Black Foster, hardest red bone on the scene. Stallion mean about her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machine. Constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, banging beat. How could it be that she's so sweet? Sweat. Deep, so spirit, I'm
your body waving gold, sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. You let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and die, catch me cause I'm falling down and down and die, falling down and die, catch me, I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling down and down and die, catch me, I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling, falling.
Shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh, I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the truest, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pop before you get hit where you at. He said a man pump, tripping like what? Yeah, bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm about to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you. Just like Pikachu, I'ma show you what the true west really do. I'ma shock you, just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do. I'ma shock you, just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true west, truly witty. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh? Really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say, what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true west really do.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the building. We got about 5 more minutes left. 5:30 to be exact. I don't think we're going to be after hour in tonight because your boy hungry, man. Motherfucker, I had some Doritos. I ate all them motherfuckers up. I gotta go get a hot lunch. Shit. Look at both of my hot lunch. Fuck yeah. I know all y'all done ate and shit already. Y'all all full. What up?
I haven't ate yet.
Huh?
I haven't ate yet, but hey, can you send me 2 songs that I the Pikachu song, and She Like It Like This.
Yep. As soon as I go on there and eat some, I'll come back out and send it to you.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Huh?
No, I said I like that one too.
Oh yeah. Got you. Yeah, I'll shoot the motherfucker to you. I'm telling you, nigga, I'm on mad hungry like a motherfucker. I think I had a sandwich today. Like, nigga, like one little goddamn sandwich. So my goddamn stomach is like...
Or you can play it before the show ends.
Play what?
I am not about to play your song.
Nigga, I'm about to eat, nigga. I play that motherfucker on Wednesday. I play all of them on Wednesday, shit. Nigga, starting to shake mode type of motherfucking shit right now, nigga. I'm talking about that's how hungry I am, nigga. I'm on some, woo, nigga. Yeah, I drunk a cup of beer too, nigga. I'm on some, nigga, food, nigga. Nigga feel like, nigga, it's getting dark, Jimmy. It's getting dark. That shit. And then it's fucked up because, and you know it's fucked up because you can smell a motherfucker cup coming all the way from the house and shit. That shit's even worse.
You can smell what? The food cooking?
I can smell the food. It's already cooked, but I've been smelling that shit for the last hour. Shit just loud, you know what I mean?
Nigga, I'd have been eating while I'm on the show. You playing?
Uh-huh.
How you know it's gonna be good?
No, cause it's one of two things that's gonna happen. I ate and I'd have got the itis and I'd have been asleep like a motherfucker.
We lucky you ain't get that text. Soon he got that text to be like, thank you for using Block Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm trying to defeat the itis, nigga. So if I'd have went there and I'd have made me like one of them old super jumbo plates, nigga, then I'd been sitting there watching TV and it'd have been a wrap.
You don't make a jumbo plate. You go make you a little something to tie you over.
Mm-mm. I'm going jumbo, nigga. I ain't playing with this one. I'm about to eat like a motherfucker. Then, you know, it's crazy because, see, my wife put the goddamn roast in the slow cooker. So the motherfucker actually been cooking all goddamn day. So I've been smelling this shit all day. So, you know, when you're about to eat some shit, and you be like, well, I ain't going to eat nothing else, man. I'm just going to wait until it's time to eat type of shit. Now I'm going to go on that motherfucker. I'm probably going to take about 3 bites and be full as fuck.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
and I hate that shit. Like you be waiting for something all day. You be like, I'm gonna fuck it up, and then you just eat a couple. Like, you know what? Damn, now I'm full.
Yeah,
it's
like
only
that.
Like that when I gotta cook it myself. If somebody else cook it, I'm a smash.
Well, see, that's what it is. Like, when you cook it, nigga, that shit always be fucked up. The only thing I can fuck up something like that is, like, fish. If I'm making some fish or some shrimp, oh, I'm about to fuck that up. But if I'm cooking anything else, I'll be like, nigga, I ain't even hungry no more.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta eat the fish because the next day, warming that shit up. Nah.
Nah, you gotta catch it while it's hot. True West Radio, man, Mad Monday. We enjoy y'all. I'm out this motherfucker. No after hours tonight. I see y'all Wednesday. Love y'all. Peace the fuck out.